When my dog ran away this morning, it was as if she took my belief in the teaching and buried it in the woods.
Java,
I call.
Here, girl.
Somewhere out here, my dog is running around like an escaped mental patient. There aren't many places to hide in the desert hills of northern Nevada, but she's tricky. Brave bushes grow in shady spots, and Java can make herself small. I'm looking around every rock outcropping, every lodgepole pine, hoping this doesn't take all day. I could yell for her or blow my whistle, but I know better. I could run after her, and I'm in shape enough to run. Really, I am. But Java is skittish. It's best to sneak up on her, let her think she found me, then coax her back to my cozy A-frame cabin in the Haven. This is how we always do it, Java and me. But why did she have to run away today? While everyone else in our community starts their Saturday with prayer, I'm out here, wasting my time hunting for my dog. Sometimes I wish I could put her in a straitjacket and be done with it. Don't get me wrong. I love that black and tan mongrel. If it weren't for her, I'd be all alone.
Java?
Damn it, where'd she go? In the distance, an ATV rips through the forest, engine revving loudly. I hate hunters. The thought of them running over my Java spikes my anxiety. I stop walking, close my eyes, and take a deep breath. The dry air warms my nose. Spring in these hills isn't green, but it is warm. Most people in our community don't hunt. For a while, when we had close to 50 families, the Pliskins wanted everyone to get hunting licenses so we could save on the community grocery bill. But Terry and Catrice wouldn't have it. Guns destroy the future. The teaching is about learning from one's past.
Java, where are you?
The trail climbs up toward the fire pit, weaving between scattered junipers and pines before cresting the hill. We used to go up there when we were teenagers. Zach, Shayla, David, Monica, and me. Sitting around the fire, drinking Red Stripe, or whatever we could steal from the community store. Now, with my 30s right around the corner, my closest companion is this furry lunatic. I shouldn't blame Java for being crazy. She spent the first year of her life living in the wild after a camper abandoned her. I'm grateful to have become her mom. Everyone I grew up with has married or left the Haven, but I know God will send my soulmate to me. Yet, it's hard. The men in town don't understand our way of life, and we're down to less than 10 families in the Haven.
Java, come on!
The fire pit makes me think of David. I shouldn't, but I sometimes wonder how things might have been. It's funny how facts don't change feelings, but I guess that's what Sebastian means by being in your mind and not in your heart. The fact is, David married Monica over 10 years ago. She's his soulmate, his like vibration in the universe. Sebastian said so. They have 2 kids and a decent marriage, but David would have been happier with me. Stop it, Rain. Get out of your mind. I know better than to do this to myself, but after every breakup, I go through a David phase. Warren broke up with me yesterday. I'm okay with it, though. We only dated for 6 weeks. He lives in Elko, and like others, he was never going to understand the teaching. At least I'll always have my dog. If I can find her.
Java!
I yell louder. I stop. Something made a noise.